Hello, you are listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am one of your two hosts for the hour, Willow, and joining me is Sienna.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, it looks like your mic is working. That's good. Try it again.
Testing.
Great, perfect. It's working for real this time.
Actually, are we sure? It sounds kind of...
Yeah, it still sounds bad. Sure. We'll try the other mic but in a second. But first off, before we do that, I'm going to play a quick PSA for those of you listening, and then we're going to get right into the music, so stay tuned.
Did you know that many sexually transmitted infections are asymptomatic? Getting tested is the safest way to know whether or not you are carrying an infection. Visit the University Health Center to see many doctors who specialize in sexual health, or stop by the student-run Sexual Health Awareness Group, SHARE. SHARE provides sexual health information to students across campus and promotes healthy sexual choices. Stop in the health center or visit health.umd.edu for more information.
Okay, thank you for staying tuned. Today we are going to be playing a playlist curated by, well, mostly by my guest Sienna, but also partially by me. Sienna, do you want to describe the vibes of today's playlist?
Yeah, no, I'd be more than happy to. So today's playlist is definitely going to be a pretty heavy emphasis on the folk punk scene, because folk punk is very much my go-to genre. We're going to be sampling a bunch of everything. So folk punk, a bunch of DIY hardcore, some even to like ska punk and stuff like that too, some like metal stuff. I'm very excited. We've got a very wide variety of things.
It sounds great. I'm excited. I've listened to a lot of these bands before, mostly because you've shown them to me. But yeah. I'm excited. So first up for the hour, we have the All Is Lost moment. The All Is Lost moment. off of It's Been a Hard Year by Frog Legs. And then after that is Clawfoot by Pigeon Pit off of Feather River Canyon Blues. Hope that you enjoy. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I know what I was going to say. So, I mean, you obviously know Pigeon Pit. So, yeah. I just discovered Frog Legs. Do you know Frog Legs?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's super cool. So, it's a trans lead singer. You can tell that they definitely get a lot of inspiration from, like, Pat Schwinas of, you know, like, Ramshackle Glory and Pat the Bunny and stuff like that, too. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very excited to share this. Like, it very much tickles that little, like, folk punk but like very nice vocals thing in my brain.
Yeah
But anyway, yeah, shall we go ahead and share them?
Yeah, sounds good. All right, up next, All Is Lost moment followed by Clawfoot. Hope you enjoy.
Would you like to go out for a smoke with me? I would love to fill the gaps inside your schedule when you're free. I could light your cigarette butt off of mine. We both know it's not healthy, but it helps us pass the time. I get nervous thinking that'll always be the reason you get stares when we're walking down the street. Rip me open, root around for what you like. Take my breath away and keep it, even if my lungs are black. Got a light, got a crush, got a reason why your face is feeling flush. It's a crime that we can't stay in bed. Is there romance in the fact that politicians want us dead? Would you like to go out on a date with me? Maybe I could call you handsome and you call me pretty. It's a cliche that you make me want to be a slightly better person when you're standing next to me. Woo-hoo! So would you tell me one more time that it's okay, that you don't give an aha about what boring people say? It's the queerest feeling looking in your eyes. You know something no one else does when I'm standing in the light. I hope you're right. Would you like to go out for a smoke with me? Flower pack. breaks my heart to think is this conversation worth having? And I know you're sick and tired of feeling stagnant. If your friends don't push you to grow, I know we could all use some validation. Change. I tried to loosen knots by pulling on them harder. I didn't give myself no room to breathe. You can fantasize in time things will work themselves out. Self-medicate by running out of town. In erotic desperation, I seek out bodies of water. And learn to cry in total silence. A bathroom tile's carved into my knees. It breaks my heart to think, is this conversation worth having? And I know you're sick and tired of feeling stagnant. But your friends don't push you to grow. I know we could all use some validation.
Okay, that was Clawfoot by Pigeon Pit off of Feather River Canyon Blues. And before that was Frog Legs off of the All... off of It's Been a Hard Year, and the song was The All Is Lost Moment. What did you think about those two?
I mean, Pigeon Pit is historically one of my all-time favorite bands. I will say, actually, it took me a lot of time to get into Feather River Canyon Blues. Have you listened to Pigeon Pit that much? Like, do you know much of their different discography?
No, not their discography, but I've listened to, like, a couple songs here and there.
Yeah, so their first couple albums are really different than the latter two. So Shut In and Treehouse are their first two albums, and basically that's just Loam's Oleander playing guitar, and then every now and then there's someone else who joins in. So it's a super minimalist vibe. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly intimate. And all of a sudden with Feather River Canyon Blues, I cannot speak today, you get, like, slide guitar, you get drums, you get bass. It's such a more happening album, and I don't know. I genuinely had so much trouble listening to this album for the first time because I was just obsessed with the previous songs of the band. But
that you didn't want it to change.
No, I didn't want... Have you ever had that when listening to a
band? Yeah, no, I definitely have, where it's like the band changes, and it's really good for them, especially when you can tell that, like, the music is, like, evolving personally.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it can be a little disheartening because it's like, no, I just want more of the same.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I don't know, Feather River Canyon Blues as well, too. The vibes are so different, not only the instrumentation, but there's some, like, you know... there's a lot more comedic elements to it as well, too. So there's a song, Soup for My Family, where it's basically just about, like, you definitely do not steal soup from a store to just serve to random people on the street. It's like, I don't know. The vibes are incredibly different, but I did get to see them when I was out in Portland recently, and that really got me onto their that band, like, the bandwagon for the recent albums.
Yeah.
It's just...
It got you hyped up.
Yeah. But anyway... So we have a couple other songs coming up. So we have, the first one is going to be Trans Girls Need Guns by Flummox. And this is off of their single of the same title. And then the second song is called A Bigger Bomb by Sister Wife Sex Strike off of the album They Can't Kill Us All, which is a split with Apes of the State, if I remember correctly. So, I don't know. Do you know much about either of these?
I know Sister Wife Sex Strike. I've heard them before. I also like on this... nobody can see it, but on the Flummoxed, like, song poster that Spotify does, it has, like, this girl caricature and, like, a Mad Max outfit. It's really cool.
Oh, I had no clue. No, Flummoxed is absolutely crazy. I don't know how they're actually not a bigger band than they currently are, because they have, like, two EPs out, if I remember correctly, three different albums.
Jeez.
They're all produced incredibly well. They've been out of the South for various periods of time. I think they're out of Nashville currently, but it's, like, weird avant-garde metal. Like, as you'll hear in this song, it's literally metal, but they also have, like, jazz and blues elements. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a saxophone solo in this metal song.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I got to see them in concert once, and it was an insane
experience, like a whole.
Yeah, it was like practically a performance event. I remember I went there. The lead singer took off her shirt, brought out a baby doll, stabbed it with a knife on stage, pulled out gummy worms, started feeding them to members of her band, then gestured to the audience. So I walked up and she hand-fed me a gummy worm out of the baby.
So, out of, like, the baby's mouth? Like, the toy baby?
It was out of the knife hole.
Oh, out of, like, the... yeah, the chest. Yeah, I see. So it's, like, gummy organs.
I guess. I didn't even get that far. I just thought it was...
That's like if they did surgery on that gigantic gummy worm. You know, the guy that was like, Beli, Feli, Geli.
No, wait, no, what is this?
Never mind, we'll talk about it later. Anyways, okay. Up next is Trans Girls Need Guns and a Bigger Bomb. Hope you enjoy.
Through you. Bring your best, bring your brightest. We've gotta be smart if we're gonna fight this. Global threat has started rising. Nuclear fallout is on the horizon. So grab a genius and start the crafting. We've already started drafting the mentally ill and their moms. Time to build an even bigger bomb. Propaganda serves a purpose. A militia is useless unless they're nervous. Trigger happy, angry children love to fight against a villain. So grab your best cops and your prisoners. Promise freedom if they learn to serve. Commies marching, we must save them off while we build an even bigger bomb. Duty to protect all those who have less. Send them into battle. Stay in our castles. It's our duty to protect. However unfortunate this land we've stolen. Insurrection is growing. It's not evil to bomb your people.
That was Build a Bigger Bomb, or sorry, just A Bigger Bomb, by Sister Wife Sex Strife off of They Can't Kill Us All. And before that was Trans Girls Need Guns by Flummox off of Trans Girls Need Guns. What did you think?
I mean, Flummox at the very least is one of my favorite bands. I always have a great time listening to them. And Sister Wife Sex Strife, I mean, it feels very pertinent in today's world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What'd you think?
I thought the Sister Wife Sex Strife song is a very on the nose. You know, it's not trying to hide what it's about. Yep. It's got a very valid point to make, and it makes it earnestly. So
yeah, no,
it's insistent.
If I remember correctly, I think it came out last year, maybe. Let's see. Oh, 2023. Okay.
It's still applicable, though.
Yeah, still pretty applicable. So anyway, yeah. Up next, we have a couple songs, one by She, Her, Hers, and the other by Gamma Girl. So do you know these artists?
I do. I know both of these. We've played Gamma Girl a couple times.
Wait, you
on
have?
The show. What? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We played her like 2 weeks ago, something like that. I played a... Call Girl, I think. I don't know. I don't remember the song. I'm sorry. That's by somebody else. I can't look for it right now. But yeah, we've played Gamma Girl a couple times, and I've listened to She, Her, Hers for like a couple of years.
Yeah. Okay, that's absolutely crazy because, I don't know, She, Her, Hers at the very least seems to be relatively popular, yeah. But Gamma Girl, I think, is a pretty obscure artist.
Again, I'm pretty sure you showed me Gamma
okay.
Girl. So.
Yeah. Okay.
That was like one of the ones I was thinking of when I said that earlier, was I was specifically thinking about this.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about either of these artists?
I like them. I don't have too much to say. They're both very... I kind of got into them at the same time when I was, like, going through this, like, trans girl music kick.
Yep.
Like, specifically, like, you know, I was like, I have to listen to only trans women for my music taste for a while. And they definitely both, like, entered as part of that. But again, Gamma Girl is such a recent addition that I don't have too many thoughts on that yet.
No, that's super fair. I have so many thoughts about both of these. She, Her, Hers, especially, I've been listening to for ages. So it was, I think Girl Angst is her really big album. It seems to be the one that a lot of people like. I listened to that one for ages, like early transition around 3 years ago. I have so many positive memories of this as well, too. It's like that. I feel like Emma from She, Her, Hers really encapsulates some of the best parts of folk punk, namely just this very strong sense of earnestness that really comes through the music. I think that's what I really personally like about folk punk at the very least. Like, you have the ethos of authenticity and rebellion that comes from punk, but you also get the essence of being a singer-songwriter, telling stories that you get from folk. And the way it kind of meets in the middle is just a lot of people trying to be as earnestly and authentically themselves and present themselves as clearly and forwardly as possible. And I think it's really beautiful. Like, I think Emma from She, Her, Hers does an absolutely incredible job of just presenting every single aspect of her life, you know, no matter how sad or intimate, just right in front of us, which I love so much.
There's definitely a lot to be just appreciated and, like, respected in that. I think it's really hard to, especially as an artist, when you're making something creative that says, you know, a lot about yourself. I think it's hard to try to, like, put that out into the world and to not be defensive of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, like, really the hardest part, right? Because obviously anybody can put it out into the world. It's hard, but I think the bigger barrier is whether or not you can get over it, basically.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just the fact that even with the knowledge that you're having to put this music out for other people to see, you're still seeing a lot of these artists just being wholeheartedly and authentically themselves, I think is even more beautiful. I don't know.
No, wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. The first song we have up is Hopeful Scared by She, Her, Hers off of the album of the same title. Then the second one we have is a song called Vamp Gang by Gamma Girl off of their debut album, How to Like Yourself.
Sounds cool.
Yeah,
hope you enjoy.
I'm worried about my friends because they all feel stuck in relationships to the towns where they grew up. Scare the drug-induced apathy won't last forever. I'm worried that it will. And Avery said that they're scared because everything's temporary. And I said that I'm glad because everything sucks eventually. Oh, I'm not being cynical, I've just seen everything get stale. If you don't circulate the air, Kate had to move back in with her dad, 'cause this town ain't no place for a kid who's struggling to make rent. And I know we all make our own homes, but Temecula's no place for personal growth. But you already know that security is complacency and comfort's a white flag. Please don't give up yet. Everyone should run away from home, but if you stay 'cause you feel there's nowhere to go, well, I think you should try. Pack your JanSport bag full of books and snacks. Like you're 12 years old, you know you're never coming back. Don't tell anyone why. If you're not feeling hopeful, if you're not feeling scared, what are you doing here? It's the feeling you get when you've got a crush. You're at the edge of a cliff of before you take the plunge. A little bit hopeful, a little bit scared. Hopeful, scared. Hopeful, scared.
Okay, that was Vamp Gang by Gamma Girl off of How to Like Yourself. And before that was Hopeful Scared by She, Her, Hers off of the Hopeful Scared EP. What do you think?
Let's see. So I've already talked a tiny bit about She, Her, Hers. I love it very much. It's a bit of a different sound from Girl Angst because Girl Angst is a bit more fleshed out, so it has an electric guitar there. It's got things like trumpets, other vocals, whereas this is literally just her singing over a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird for me to hear, just because this is not the album I'm used to as much, and it's a very different sound. But on the other hand, it is very interesting, because I think it really showcases just how much he's progressed as a musician. Like, you start out with this, and then you get Girl Angst, which I mentioned before, and then she went through kind of a ska punk phase as well, too, and then it started getting more and more highly produced, and it's, I don't know, I feel like it very much encapsulates just how a lot of people, if they start making music, they might start out really small, but it can really catch on and they can go very far. Yeah. I personally find it very inspiring, especially since I make my own music as well, too.
Yeah, that's sweet. Always good to have big musicians, well, bigger musicians inspire, you know, just people doing it in their bedroom. That's how music gets made, is everybody starts somewhere, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we were just kind of talking while the music was playing about Anita Velveeta as well, too. I very much get the impression that was the case for her. Like, she's only been touring for a couple years now, max, and she started basically from scratch on her own, and now look at her. She's huge in the trans scene.
Yeah, it was really good. I had the fortune of seeing her at Arts Herndon a few weeks ago, and it was a really great show. She did lots of pit work. It was really, really cool. Just a really, really great time. And I'd never seen her live, so I was really excited.
That's so cool. I'm so mad that I missed that show. I ended up getting sick, and like, because it was her, it was Film and Gender, and then it was Druid Stone and Massey. Like,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, personally, actually, I don't know the latter two ones, but we're going to be listening to Druid Stone later, and I'm really excited to hear them too.
Massey's drummer has asthma, and they had to call the set a bit early because she was getting winded. I felt bad.
No.
One of the random photographers that was there gave her an inhaler, like a rescue inhaler.
That's so sweet.
But it was she had to like call the show. She was like, sorry, I got one more in me. It was kind of sweet.
Also, I need to add as well too, before we go on to the next couple songs, I'm incredibly impressed with Gamma Girl, because I believe that she put out How to Like Yourself when she was around 16 or 17 years old.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's like on one hand, like, Hers, very good for inspiring you. Gamma Girl, very good for making you feel like you are not doing
anything, yeah.
Yeah, but I think she described her music as just something along the lines of a silly girl making music out of her shed. And
fair. That is so fair. That's so real.
So we have a couple more songs coming up. So the first one by Angus is Dead, one word, and the other by Evie Echoes in the Locations. So do you have anything to say about these artists?
I don't know either of these songs, either of these bands, either of these albums. I don't know anything about these.
So, oh, okay.
Why don't you take me through them?
Yeah, I'm so excited to share this. So Angus is Dead, I actually found out through basically a friend of a friend. So one of my friend's sibling plays in this band. I've been told that is a trans band, but I don't really know all the details of Angus is Dead. Regardless, I have heard them describe their music as like chaos music or gremlin punk, which I think is a very good way of describing it. In other words, it's just incredibly DIY chaotic music, which I inherently love. Evie Echoes and Locations is the next one. I feel like the best way to describe them is kind of a cross between Against Me and a ska punk band, which works surprisingly well. Evie gets around in the New York City scene. I actually was not expecting at all, but one time I went to see Peach Rings in New York City at I'm totally forgetting the name. Purgatory is the name of the bar, and then she was just playing in one of the bands, which was incredibly cool to see. I think she's in a million ones around town as well too. But yeah, these are two songs that I really like. I'm curious to see what you think of them as well too.
Yeah, I am too. All right. This is The Dog Song, followed by 24, The Growing Pains of Capitalism, by Angus is Dead and Evie Echoes and The Locations. Hope you enjoy.
Dripping on his brow. insomnia and petty grudges. I miss those days before, when there wasn't this pressure to have your whole life figured out and a career at 24. Guess it's just growing pains.
Hello, and welcome back to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm one of your hosts for the hour, Willow, and that was 24, The Growing Pains of Capitalism by Evie Echoes and The Locations off of The Cons of Being a Wallflower. And before that was The Dog Song by Angus Is Dead, all one word, off of Live, Cackle, Love. Joining me is Sienna. What did you think of those songs?
I mean, these are two of my favorite songs. So once again, one of the perks of just being on the radio is I could assault your senses with all my favorite music.
Yeah, but, real.
We were busy yapping, but did you get a chance to listen to all that much? Like, I'm curious if you have any thoughts as well, too.
I liked 24 a lot. I didn't listen too much to the first song just because, again, we were yapping. But I really liked that last song. Lots of very, like, pop-punky sort of vibes, but a bit more bearable.
Yeah. You know, something I find kind of interesting as well, too, is just how flexible ska punk is as well, too, because I've heard it merge with so many different styles of punk. Like, this was a very pop punk kind of ska punk vibe, but I mean, I recently was listening to a hardcore ska punk. I've listened to what are some of the other examples of ska punk that I know? Just like more like mainstream punk ska punk.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so
I'm definitely not somebody who's into ska punk. Ska punk for me like starts and ends with the Specials.
With the Specials? Oh, yeah. I don't even know them. Are they a band?
They're like older. But anyways.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, I got into them through Streetlight Manifesto because they also have extremely good live shows, and they're playing on my birthday, so I'm going to be in New Jersey for that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. but anyway, yeah. So those were those two songs. So the upcoming songs were all chosen by Willow. So perhaps you want to tell us a bit about them?
Yeah. So up next is Mirror by Jade Weapon off of Jade Mach 2. And after that is, I'm actually going to be playing two Druidstone songs, but first off is The Night of the Vampire off of The Grateful Undead. I haven't seen Jade Weapon live, but I like their stuff. I've listened to a couple of their songs so far, and they're a much more recent discovery for me, so I haven't had too much time to really, really get into them. But yeah, I like a couple of their songs. I haven't had the ability to see them live yet, which is not fair, because I would like to. Druidstone I like a lot. I got to see them at Arts Earned In 2 weeks ago.
So jealous.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was for the Anita show. But really, really good music. This is off of, this is a slightly older song, but it is one that they played live. And I enjoyed it quite a bit because they're very acid rock, sort of like doomy, like really sort of just grinding stuff. It's very good. I like it a lot. And hopefully you will too.
Yeah. So I have to ask, actually. So you mentioned that you just found out about Jade Weapon recently.
Yeah.
So when you discover new music, for instance, I guess Jade Weapon or in general, where do you go to find these new things?
Okay, this is somewhat embarrassing, but my more recent like delve into like local scene stuff has mostly been just through like Instagram or other social media stuff, where I've just literally been at like shows, or I've started following an artist for whatever reason, and then I find they're doing a show in DC, and they have these three people that are doing it with them as openers, and I usually will just end up like following every single one, and it's like, oh, I'll keep an eye out because I like local stuff.
Somewhat embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be active in your local scene.
Yeah, basically, because I'm worried if somebody ever recognizes me, they'll be like, hey, you don't actually do anything. I'll be like, yeah, you're right.
What?
I don't. Exactly.
No, I mean, like, there's space for everyone in the local scene.
No, of course. I'm just joking. No, I'm just always really shy and like embarrassed when I meet people. It's always like hard.
Oh,
but no,
same.
I mean, that, and the other big one is just whenever I go to shows, I just like listen to the openers and stuff. I'll just follow them and listen to a lot of their other stuff, because usually they play like five songs and it's like, well, you've got like 40.
So. Yeah. No, I've definitely discovered some really good bands that way as well, too. I think I was going to see... You were actually talking about Destructo Disc back when we were...
Because they did a Daria theme song cover.
Because
I didn't know what Daria Core was. Yeah, they did a cover of the Daria theme song.
Oh, my
God. So did Splendora. No. Yeah, maybe. I don't remember what the original band was called that actually did the song.
So I haven't heard the Daria theme song. But like, I'm assuming it's not remotely punk, right?
It is punk.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll play it next time. I've played it on this show a couple times. not this specific show, but I really like it. Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible. But
Splendora. Yeah, Splendora is the name of the band that originally played the song. I can't remember the name.
Gotcha. But so I was going to say, I saw Destructo Disc at Pie Shop, which is an absolutely incredible venue in D.C. off of H Street. And a group that was opening for them was called Dog Date. And I had no clue who this band was, but they ended up being one of my favorite bands. They're like super garagey punk. One of my favorite things about them actually is that they have two different drummers, both in real life when they do shows, but also on the albums as well too. And just the production is so interesting when you have two drummers, just because, I don't know, you can do a lot of interesting techniques.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into that now, but maybe I'll talk about them sometime in the future.
All right. Up next is Mirror by Jade Weapon and Night of the Vampire by Druidstone. Hope you enjoy.
Speak out!